You're listening to SBS News.
On the last sitting day of Parliament before the winter break, the opposition has doubled down on calls for the government to block a far-right activist from entering Australia. Raheem Kassam is headed to Sydney next week to speak at a Conservative conference, which will be attended by some government MPs. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally is leading calls on the government to deny his visa, as it previously did with far-right activist Milo Yiannopoulos.
His views are not dissimilar to those expressed by Milo Yiannopoulos. When Milo Yiannopoulos, just a few months ago, described Islam as barbaric and alien, when Mr. Kassam describes the Quran as fundamentally evil, when he describes it as a fascistic ideology, now the government needs to explain why they are not applying the same standards that they applied to Milo Yiannopoulos to Mr. Kassam.
Those comments led to Donald Trump Jr., a friend of Mr. Kassam, defending him on Twitter. The US president's son tweeting, "The insanity needs to stop." Labor leader Anthony Albanese using question time to ask the Prime Minister for his response. Scott Morrison, though, leaving it to Immigration Minister David Coleman to reply.
Is the Prime Minister comfortable with the government's decision to both permit Mr. Raheem Kassam to enter Australia and allow government members to share a public platform with him?
All non-citizens must meet the character test. Now, of course, for people who may hold controversial views, any impact of those views must always be balanced against Australia's well-established principles of freedom of speech.
Labor also used question time to target Energy Minister Angus Taylor and his business interests in a family company at the centre of an alleged illegal grassland clearing investigation. The Shadow Minister Mark Butler continuing to question Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is again to the Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction. And I refer to the Minister's previous answer and a report dated May 11th, which says, and I quote, "He, Mr. Taylor, acknowledged JRAT was not among the companies listed on his register of parliamentary interests," and goes on to say, and I quote from Mr. Taylor, "it should have been." Does the minister stand by his previous answer?
The minister has the call.
I do, Mr. Speaker. All my interests are declared in accordance with the rules.
While Parliament will rise for 5 weeks, the matter is likely to kick on. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.